This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security guard officers, and also the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women going coast to coast, border to border. Also, our bulk mail center haulers out there, Felix and the gang, hauling the bulk mail to the post offices. And, of course, Tom and his crew out there, the suicide jockeys, hauling gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. All as the same thing, Captains with an S on the end of it, Captains America. You'll find us over there on any one of those pages. And don't forget, we also have the website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us from California IA right now, out there, oh, not necessarily in the rain and not necessarily in the heat, but just out there. It's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello.
Hello, Captain.
You're just out there. How's that?
I'm just out there.
Yeah.
I'm way out there.
Yeah. All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because that's what it's all about. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we started out talking about, or finishing, rather, the last hour, talking about the three dozen people who have now died, and the death toll is going to go much higher because hundreds of people are still unaccounted for and missing. And as they get into these buildings that have been pushed downstream in a big pile of rubble, they're going to start finding more bodies. I'm sure of it. Now, unfortunately, this is going to turn out to be one of the worst floods in recent memory. But they keep building them in the same area, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. And so depending on how the cycle goes or what they're looking at in terms of how this weather is potentially going to be the same kind of thing in the future, they may stop writing policies in that area for insurance. You won't be able to build.
Well, and that's an interesting thing. Explain to us how that works.
Well, generally speaking, yes, that the idea that you're in a flood zone or the something that's have the potential to have a devastating destruction again. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they'll stop covering. Even in California, Captain, there's been a lot of insurance companies who won't write policies for homes being built in areas where they feel there could be another big fire. And so there's the insurer of last resort, which I believe is the state in this case. Where you could try to get some insurance, but it's going to be very expensive, and so this is it all goes into the mix.
Well, we had that happen a few years ago down here in Florida where companies were bailing out, and what they told some of these companies is that, well, if you want to continue to sell your car insurance down here or your truck insurance, you need to continue with your homeowners and your flood insurance down here, otherwise we won't let you sell the other.
Well, right, exactly, because, again, it goes back to then you may not be able to obtain insurance at all, and then the state usually will provide something like that. Yeah.
Now, let's mention something here. I don't know if you were following this, but yesterday the NFL's Cleveland Browns announced that they were going to suspend their quarterback, Deshaun Watson, for 6 games without pay for violating the league's sexual misconduct policy.
Well, that's right. Well, this stems basically from accusations coming from some 26 women having to do with misconduct and sexual assault, according to these claims, during massage appointments.
Yeah, guys got a problem.
It would appear, yeah.
Yeah, guys got a problem taking advantage of a situation. But then again, you know, that's what they were doing. I mean, that's what he was doing. He was assuming he was going to get a totally different line of service than what he actually got.
Well, precisely, that's what it appears to be. And, of course, it's never okay. It's not okay for anybody to attack somebody like that.
Now, we've been using a lot of oil from our crude stockpile, right?
Oh, that's right.
We've been selling it out there in the world market, right?
That's right.
Because we haven't been using it. But it's now fallen. The crude stockpile has now fallen to its lowest level in 37 years, thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, you know, Captain, when they put together the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR, I believe there was a clause in there that said if an American president becomes unpopular due to high gas prices, they can start releasing over 1 million barrels a day. I don't think it's in there, to be honest. If
no.
It was, I'm sure it was struck out of the final document. But, you know, honestly, Captain, the Democrats really think that we're just a bunch of suckers to think that, oh, yes, well, number one, that would make some big difference, first and foremost. And second of all, why give away our emergency crude for that reason?
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. It is a Tuesday morning. By the way, it's Tuesday. That means I'll be over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and I'm looking forward to being here today. We're going to have a couple of surprise guests that'll be there with us today. I can tell you one of them is going to be a good-looking lady, and she's running for public office, and we may have a second good-looking lady there running for public office, so you may be able to see two different people running for Congress and two from two different districts there. One for sure I know will be there. Not sure about the other one. I will ask a little bit later when I get a hold of the person and talk to them. It's a little bit too early to talk to them right now. They're not quite out of bed, but that'll be over at Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue, here in Tampa. Looking forward to it. We always have a good crowd, a lot of good people, a lot of great conversation, and yeah, we'll be talking about all sorts of stuff today. I guarantee you that one. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Oh, what a night. Oh. listen, Kyle, would it surprise you if I told you millennials we're now surpassing baby boomers as new gun buyers and enthusiasts in the shooting sports?
No, not really. It's very interesting.
Well, they are, and millennials are now buying most of the guns.
Well, I can imagine. You might also, some may have some more income and so forth to be able to do that as well.
Yeah, but normally it's been the older folks that just keep adding to the collection, so to speak. I guess maybe that you got just about all you can get, so you just grab a little more ammunition each time you go. But I am noticing that I'm seeing a lot more younger people, especially at the gun shows.
Well, you know, Captain, what comes to my mind, of course, is that people see exactly what's happening out there in the big world, in society. They see what's happening on the news. They see that there are, unfortunately, these gun attacks and so forth, that there are people who are following people home. We had that going on recently here in the Los Angeles area. And people realize that they have to protect themselves in some way.
Yeah, I had somebody follow me home, and I wasn't really sure what was going on. So I normally back in my driveway.
Right.
So I pulled up and I backed in my driveway, and this person sat out there at the corner of the road. So I very carefully got out of the vehicle on the other side, the side that he couldn't see. There was a guy sitting in the car. And I very slowly walked over in that general direction. And I said, "Can I help you? You followed me for the last 3-4 miles. "Oh, well, I saw the vehicle, and I realized that, you know, you're the radio guy, and I just wanted to say hello to you and say thanks for doing a great job." And I said, "Okay, now you're seen. Have a nice day. Bye."
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of people may want to say hi to you. And so
now, I'm
like
not
that,
sure how to take that. That may have been,
but.
So I got the plate number.
Well, of course. Well, absolutely. Because,
and I gave it to the sheriff.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you did that because you never know. And if you want to say hi to the captain, there's great ways to do it.
Sure.
You don't have to follow.
Come over to Mission Barbecue.
That's right, exactly. That's exactly right. So,
or follow us to Culver's or something like that when we go in to have something to eat, or the Village Inn on 4th Street, Jeff's favorite place.
Well, right. Well, but, you know, especially in this day and age, Captain, there's a lot of crime that goes on. And if you feel that somebody is targeting you, our listeners out there, somebody's doing something like that, drive to a public place. Drive to the police station, you know, call the police on the phone, do something if you feel weird. And people get that weird feeling. They know what that's like. Yeah.
Now, the U.S. manufacturing sector right now is slowing down a little bit. You surprised?
No, I think we'll see even more of that because now the R word is out there despite what the White House tries to gaslight us about.
Yeah, and there are some other job openings. By the way, I saw something in California where companies are once again moving out of California in droves.
Well, exactly, because they find the tax environment to be very untenable. Property values are still pretty high. I think some people are cashing out. They're saying I'm the getting is good right now. I'm going to take my winnings, as it were, and go somewhere else.
Now, did you see are you a golfer?
I am not a golfer. No, I'm not.
Well, I'm not either. I've played it before, but it's been a long time since I hurt my back and whatnot. But anyway, the PGA Tour announced that they are going to bump the prize money up to $415 million next season on the tour.
Well, did I say I was willing to learn golf?
Well, sure.
That's right.
Sure.
That's funny. Yeah,
Jeff, Jeff would drive the golf cart for you, and he'd take 10%.
There you go. It's worth it. I'm telling you. That's a payday.
Yeah. Now, Texas is worried right now that migrants are blocking the Mexican highways, which is threatening the U.S. supply chain with stuff that's going back and forth in both directions. And I suppose they got a point there.
Well, right. Anytime you have a situation that's literally out of control, anything can happen, and you can have these kinds of really adverse circumstances.
Now, your county out there, well, the county next to you, I guess, L.A. County, has ended the citizenship requirement for most government jobs. So that means the illegals now have jobs offered them by the government.
There you go.
And they'll work cheaper.
Well, right, yeah. So it doesn't really matter, I suppose. But that's kind of the way things are kind of going, especially in California. And it goes, you know, we've talked about this before as well. The idea of illegal immigrants and being able to vote in school board things and so forth, because someone will say, well, you know, everybody's kids go to the same school, people should have a say and this kind of thing. So what it does is it dilutes things, for sure.
Dilutes, okay.
It dilutes what it means to be a citizen. It dilutes what it means to administer the local governments and so forth. You know, it blurs. Everything kind of starts blurring at that point.
Now, Senate Democrats are pushing ahead with their plans to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the major new climate and health care legislation, this week. As a matter of fact, they're waiting to see if Sinema is going to jump aboard and give them the vote they need. They can't lose anybody, and pass this thing.
Well, no. And, of course, with a 15% increase on businesses, that's going to be a tough pill to swallow and a tough pill to sell to your constituency. Of course, when you wrap it up with the climate change thing, well, then it becomes something, well, gee, if I vote against something that has climate change in it, then they'll roast me for being anti-climate change or something like that. So it's a weird position.
Now, the act would pump $369 billion into clean energy and climate initiatives and would lower prescription drug costs, we're being told. It's also paid for by increasing corporate taxes and closing tax loopholes. They're going to raise the corporate tax 15%, but they keep saying, well, that's not going to affect anybody. Nobody's going to have to pay extra money. Really? Every time a corporation pays more money to produce their product, if you want the product, you're paying more money.
Well, we're paying more money all over the place just because it costs more to bring the ingredients or the products to market. And so, Captain, I think what the Democrats do is they believe that there's this sort of magic money out there that all they got to do is just say, well, we'll just raise taxes on the corporations and we'll bring in all this revenue and then we'll put that to the clean energy stuff or whatever. None of it actually ever really happens. Mm-hmm. I hate to say. But it sounds good, doesn't it?
Pew.
We're creating a magic candy land of happiness. It just doesn't work that way.
Where's the Candyman song when you need it?
That's right.
Oh, come back to rainbow. Oh.
That's right. Was that Sammy Davis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, but this is what they do. And to raise taxes in the Inflation Reduction Act is an oxymoron, to be sure.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, we're fixing to go to break. And when we come back from break, we will have a lot more here. We'll talk a little bit more about what the Democrats are up to here to let you in on that. We'll also talk about the grain shipments that will be leaving in the months ahead out of Ukraine and what's going to have to be done there, because that's really important that they get that out and about. All right, hold the thought there, Kyle. I'll be back with more. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch right here on your radio. We will be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders say a drone strike in Afghanistan killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri.
a founding member of the terrorist organization and a key strategist behind 9/11. After making the announcement, President Biden issuing a warning to other terrorists.
We make it clear again tonight that no matter how long it takes, no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out.
California's largest wildfire has turned deadly. Fire crews found two bodies inside a burned-out car alongside the path of the massive McKinney Fire. The more than 55,500-acre wildfire is burning near the California-Oregon border and is 0% contained. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, and around the world, too. You just never know who's listening to you and where they're listening to you at. And hello to Maria in Germany. Now, don't forget, Mike Lindell and MyPillow bring you this portion of the program, because right now, you can get to buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the six-piece towel sets, as well as the beach towels, as well as the blankets and the roll and go anywhere my pillows and a whole bunch of more stuff. All you got to do is go over to the radio listener specials page at mypillow.com and use the promo code Captain. That's the key, the promo code Captain. Or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. When they're gone, they're gone. Now, you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, the phone number, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right. Now, I want to go back to what we were talking about here with Kyrsten Sinema, because Democrats are hoping to pass this bill with a simple majority through the budget reconciliation process. Now, that requires approval from the Senate parliamentarian and the caucus to stick together. The party has no votes to spare. They have to have everybody, including Kyrsten Sinema, on board with this, right?
Well, that's right, sure.
So we know Kyrsten Sinema ain't talking, and she's kind of been out of the loop, right?
Well, that's right, yeah. And you've got Dems who are really starting to, I think, be a little bit anxious about the fact that we haven't heard much from the senator at this point.
Well, the Democrats are definitely still waiting to hear whether or not the moderate senator from Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, who supports climate initiative but opposes corporate tax increases, will back the package. Now, we know that there is a 15% corporate tax increase in here, and that would cause the businesses to have to pass, because they're not going to eat that. That would cause the businesses to take that 15% additional tax and pass it along to the customer.
Well, certainly. And what do people do even in their everyday lives, Captain? If something goes up a lot, then people are going to avoid that. They won't buy as much
not
of the product.
Not going to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it does go both ways. But in other words, the idea that corporations would not pass that along is ludicrous. It's the same thing as consumers. They're not going. There's a tipping point for consumers as well, that they're not going to buy something, or especially luxury items or things that that aren't absolutely essential, and because they have to fall back so they can pay the electric bill, pay the water bill, pay their mortgage, pay their rent, and nothing happens in a vacuum. Is really kind of what I'm getting at, and these Democrats just think again they're going to get magic money out of thin air.
Well, again, it's extremely important that we let you know that these people, these Democrats, unfortunately, they're trying to say that the Republicans are falsely claiming that the bill increases taxes on many Americans. Well, it technically increases taxes on everybody, again, because when you raise that 15% corporate tax, everybody else along the line is going to pay for it.
Well, right, but they'll hide behind that mere technicality that your income tax doesn't go up or something like that.
Yep.
In the most technical sense. Mm-hmm. But what it'll do is that, you know, inflation, what's it running at? 9.1%?
Or more.
Or more. That's the sort of the last thing we've heard. But gee whiz, now we're going to put in another 15% increase, basically, just for starters. Mm-hmm. On corporations. And mm-hmm. Imagine the effect that'll have on inflation.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron, Democrat.
Hello.
Well, yippee-yay-yay. Shut your mouth.
Yippee-yay-yo-cow-pad.
Yeah, but the thing is, this bill you guys are talking about, it's just another way of fleecing American citizens. It's stealing. The country's broke. And here we go with the broken down dark dumb donkeys with the rhinos just adding more debt to the country, and eventually it's going to bankrupt the country. It's just a matter of time. And also I want to talk about Pelosi, another old broken down dark side dumb donkey. Open her mouth, said she's going to fly to Taiwan. Of course, you got the dictator of China say we're going to blast her plane out of the sky.
That wasn't him. That was the foreign minister said that.
Well, Fang Sun, the foreign minister, yep, is a mouthpiece for that dictator in China.
Yep.
And basically, if he's saying it, then the dictator of China agrees with it. And the thing is, if she does fly to Taiwan, if she goes to Taiwan, she needs to represent.
She may be there now.
Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So, because that means you'll take you won't be a Chamberlain wearing a dress. Do not appease a bully. Do not appease this dictator in China. So go there, go to Taiwan. I hope she hangs out for, Frank, I wish she would stay there for a week and really stick it up their butts. But hopefully she'll be at least there a couple of days. And say, hey, we're not gonna let the dictator of China dictate America's foreign policy. Of course, China is worried about Taiwan because Taiwan is a threat to that evil, corrupt regime in China. Cap, Professor Politics, have a good night, and please have a good morning. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, that's Aaron. Now, the other thing that comes to mind with all of this, Kyle, is she, of course, she wears pantsuits, not skirts, right?
I think mostly, yeah. I think
yeah, she's gonna look like George Patton coming down the ramp of the plane towards the Taiwanese people when she gets there.
Well, I think it's going to
maybe she'll wear a helmet.
Well, you know, whatever it is, it's very still very very significant, and I appreciate what Aaron was talking about. You know, you can't just back down to a bully, basically. And I might mention something else too when she was talking about the you know, raising the taxes and so forth. Another phrase came to my mind, Captain, and that is, you know, the Democrats just really want to punish success. You know, if you're a successful company, guess what? We're coming for you. We're going to tax you like you wouldn't believe. But I will say this, though. Yes, for Nancy Pelosi to go to Taiwan, it's one of the things that, you know, the free people in the world should be able to move about as they will. And somebody says, no, go do that. You know, we're going to reunify at some point here. Well, we'll, you know. This is what's happening now. I think that's what the speaker can simply tell them.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'll go along with that, but we'll see what happens. Now, of course, the UN and Turkey brokered this deal on all this grain coming out of Odessa in the Ukraine. Ukrainian naval pilots are now guiding the ships carrying some 26,000 metric tons of corn through the mined waters of the Black Sea. Now, nobody knows how many more shipments are going to be able to get on the water and be moving, because this is all still up in the air, right?
Well, it is. And one of the things too, Captain, is that obviously if we see a crisis coming, certainly if you're the president of the United States and you see a huge grain crisis coming, well, I would expect, Captain, that a president of the United States would be out there saying, here's what we're going to do to avert the grain crisis and, you know, start making plans, alternative plans, something. But we're not hearing that. All we're really hearing is, it's going to be a grain crisis, you know, this kind of thing. And that's really off-putting to the American people, I think.
I like the way you said it. I said that. It's going to be a grain crisis.
That's right.
There's going to be grain everywhere.
That's right. It's because they're grim and it's very, you know, it's like they, you know, just come out and tell us, get ready for less. That's what, you know, less on the store shelves, less, you know, in your bank account, you know, get ready.
Yep, and speaking of getting ready, you hang on there, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch as we go back to the Truckers Highway and Byway line and take a look at what's going on. The rain is still there over in Kentucky. Gosh darn it. It's going to be a rough couple of days for them again still. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back right after these messages.
Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
On the drums, he's one of the top session drummers in Nashville. He was born in Memphis, but he's on a quadrillion country.
Over here on guitar, he's a big guitar.
took me a little while to get it up there, but that's Bob Seger, his farewell tour in concert, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's what we call Ramblin' Man, but a lot of noise in the arena that totally sold out. I don't know what the arena held, but there were people literally hanging from the rafters that night, Kyle.
I'll bet. Well, Bob Seger, one of a kind.
Yep. Okay, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in the southwest corner of Wyoming. We've got a special weather statement to tell everybody about. Areas of rain with embedded thunderstorms are pushing northeast out of northern Utah. And get this, folks, localized strong wind gusts between 40 and 50 miles an hour could occur. So, again, that's going into the southwestern corner of Wyoming. We continue, of course, with heat in the Pacific Northwest, also in parts of Montana as well. Missoula and that area is off the heat warning list, but I understand it's still going to be the heat is still going to be going on up there to some degree. In terms of rain right now, we just told you about the southwestern corner of Wyoming. We do see rain on the map there. It's also down towards, not quite to Salt Lake City now. It's, again, pushing northwest, more northeastern, I should say. But if you're in Logan or approaching Logan on Interstate 15, perhaps on your way down from Pocatello, Idaho, or on your way to Pocatello, you're going to go through a lot of rain going across the road right now. Also, in southern Oregon right now, north of Klamath Falls, you've got areas of rain and, pardon me, some areas of heavy rain as well. This is going to stretch eastward over to Paisley and Lakeview, of course, affecting 395. The rain continues in the parts of southern Nevada, but this is well north of Las Vegas right now. Other than that, you got to be careful out there with the especially monsoonal moisture that can kick up in the southwest, and especially even in the Southern California area, Captain, even in the Palm Springs area, thunderstorms forecasted for Tuesday. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, in the middle part of the United States, they're coming across, we'll use a north-south road to begin with, I-29. Up into South Dakota, you're going to have warm temperatures, very warm temperatures, plus you're also going to have scattered thunderstorms and the possibility of some flooding up there, especially in Nebraska. Again, Oklahoma, north-south, I-35, you're going to have the same problem all the way up to Kansas City. Now, coming across I-44 out of Oklahoma, all the way over to St. Louis and over towards the south western corner of Indiana, you're going to have some high heat to drive along with, plus you're going to have the possibility of some severe thunderstorms and some flooding along the way. We do have flooding taking place right now in Illinois, east of Springfield, Illinois, along I-70, between I-70 and I-64. There's quite an area of flash flooding that just showed up here in the last hour right there, almost on the state line with Illinois and Indiana right now. So be careful if you're driving through that area. Also, Kentucky, I don't know what to tell you. You got more rain coming. You got more rain there. You got more flooding going on where the flooding's already been. It's not a pretty thing going on. Weather it out. You'll be all right here in another day. It should slow down and stop. And you'll be out of the worst, but where they've had all that rain, Kyle, they're getting another couple of inches.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. It's really sad.
And there is going to be some flash flooding through that area again. They got the warnings up there. And this rain goes all the way into West Virginia, all the way up 64 across into Charleston, West Virginia, and up 79 and 77, too. So be advised of that. Now, the other thing is, we've got some weather tonight off the east coast of Florida over by Daytona. Got some storms going on over there right along the coastline right now. That just fired up in the last hour since we talked last. We do have some fog along the east coast going up Jersey Way, Cape May coming out of the Norfolk area, and also right there down in North Carolina. A little bit of fog up around Long Island tonight, too. So there you go. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop. Okay, let's go over to the phone line, and we got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right up your alley. Ayman al-Zawahiri has been killed by a CIA drone strike in Afghanistan. Apparently, he'd been hiding in plain sight.
We got the intelligence from a tip back in April because his wife and children had moved into a house, and he joined them. The house was owned by the wealthy Haqqani. So the Haqqani and Al-Qaeda are completely partnered, if you will. He had been living there quite openly in a very, what they call, ritzy area of Kabul, if there is such a thing. There were two Hellfire drones that hit the house. The explosions are pretty limited because it's a kinetic type missile. But apparently he stood on the balcony when his wife and children were in another part of the house, and they hit him on the balcony. So I question the fact that so quickly that the Haqqani had already, after this hit, moved the family out of the house. Now, this violates the see, we had all these agreements with the Taliban, but it violated the they've been violating the Doha agreement by hosting Zawahiri. But I'm not convinced I know what the net gain of all of this is. It's good that he's gone, but how good, we don't necessarily know, because with this kind of a strike, we can't go in and get any files or data or computers and those kinds of things like we did during the bin Laden raid. So, again, I'm not really convinced of what the net gain of all of this is when we look at the Taliban, Al-Qaeda and Haqqani in totality.
I got people asking me who got the $25 million.
Well, it was probably the tipsters, if the United States has paid out anything. You know, the United States did not have what we necessarily know is our own assets. There were other assets.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.